From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his studies in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled, Reconciliation with God, Personal, Perfect, and Permanent. The text is found in Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. The first thing we see in this passage is the need for sinners to be reconciled to God. In his natural unsaved state, man is actively opposed to God. Indeed, he is God's enemy, refusing what God says about him and the manner in which God says sinners must be saved. With an utterly depraved will, man invariably makes wrong choices, producing wicked works. Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of this message following this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, It Will Not Be Long. The text is James chapter 5 and verse 8. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. The last word in the canticle of love is, Make haste, my beloved. And among the last words of the Apocalypse we read, The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, to which the heavenly Bridegroom answers, Surely I come quickly. Love longs for the glorious appearing of the Lord, and enjoys this sweet promise, The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. This stays our minds as to the future. We look out with hope through this window. This sacred window of agate lets in a flood of light upon the present, and puts us into fine condition for the immediate work or for suffering. Are we tried? Then the nearness of our joy whispers patience. Are we growing weary because we do not see the harvest of our seed sowing? Again, this glorious truth cries to us, Be patient. Do our multiplied temptations cause us in the least to waver? Then the assurance that before long the Lord will be here preaches to us from this text, Establish your hearts. Be firm, be stable, be constant, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Soon will you hear the silver trumpets which announce the coming of your King. Be not in the least afraid. Hold the fort, for he is coming. Yea, he may appear this very day.
It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the
shall meet thee, O blessed assurance forever. see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Returning to Colossians chapter 1, we come this morning to verses 21 and 22. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. The gospel revelation shows the Lord Jesus Christ as head over all things, the one in whom all created things have their being, the one by whom all created things hold their peculiar place in the order and scheme of creation. The gospel revelation sets forth Christ not only as the Redeemer of men, but as the restorer of the entire universe. You see, in Adam's fall, the whole creation fell. In Adam's curse, the entire course of nature was cursed. And so, in Christ's redemption, the entire scope of Adam's fall was reversed, and Christ the Redeemer purchased the restoration of the entire creation, every area of God's creation that had fallen under the curse of man's sin. Now, at first, that would give you the impression of universalism, that therefore everybody must end up being saved. That is not so, and I need to emphasize it because we're living in a day of universalism making a comeback, and this time not in liberal churches, at least not in avowedly liberal churches. They have always held to old-fashioned universalism, that everybody will end up being saved. But now it's getting into evangelical churches, and you have a resurrection through a theological line of neo-orthodoxy. If that doesn't convey anything to you at the moment, don't worry. It's simply the jointure of liberalism with evangelicalism in a way that is bringing this heresy of universalism to acceptance among people who ought to know better. The Bible does not teach that all men will be saved. In fact, it teaches the very opposite, and it makes clear that all men will not be saved. No one was more adamant about that. No one spoke more frequently about it or more forcefully about it than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. In all the scriptures, he is the outstanding preacher warning about the reality and the eternity and the terribleness of a never-ending hell. No preacher ever spoke as Christ spoke with such force, warning men of hell, not all men will be saved. And so it behoves, or as you Americans will mispronounce the English language, it behooves. I don't know why I hate that pronunciation or that spelling, but I do. It behooves you and it behooves me. But every one of us, to make very sure that we have a personal interest in Christ's redeeming work, that the merits of the blood of Christ have actually been personally applied to our hearts, that we can not only say he is the shepherd, but he's my shepherd. He's not only the Savior, he is my Savior. He not only purchased redemption, he purchased my redemption. Not only is there power in his blood, but I know and have experienced the power that is in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must personally be assured of a saving interest in the redeeming work and merit of Christ and his cross. Paul makes this clear in the passage we have been reading by very deftly going from the cosmic aspect of Christ's work to the personal aspect. We have already looked at, in the foregoing verses, at that cosmic aspect. And having looked at Christ as the restorer of all creation, Paul now, in the words of our text in verse 21 and 22, comes down to the personal level. He says, you who were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. What he's telling the Colossian believers here is that once you were cut off from God by your sin, but now he has reconciled you to himself by the death of his own incarnate Son. And having reconciled you, he purposes to set you forth before all his creatures in the glory of sinless perfection. And in token of that, he now firmly grounds you in the faith of the gospel, and he keeps you from being moved away from it. Now that's a huge statement, but that's the statement of our text this morning. So I want us to turn to these verses. The subject is simply put. It's not a simple subject, but it's simply put. It's briefly put, though it's not a brief subject either. I want to talk to you this morning about reconciliation with God. Reconciliation with God. Personal, perfect, and permanent. And as Paul deals with this subject, he sets forth three great truths that will highlight the need for reconciliation, the nature of reconciliation, and the purpose, goal, or result of reconciliation. So we start at the beginning. Dealing with the need for reconciliation, he speaks of our past enmity with God. Notice how he puts it in verse 21. You were sometime. The word simply means once or formerly. You were formerly alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. What he's saying is you were estranged from God and made foreign to God. But of course, the other side of that coin is equally true. As the result of your sin, God stood estranged from you and made foreign to you. As he says to the Ephesians, you were aliens. Here he says, you were, in verse 21, alienated. You were made strangers and enemies to God. In other words, you were his creatures, but you were not his people. You were cut off from his fellowship, even though he is omnipresent and none can ever escape his presence, yet you were cut off from his fellowship. Worse than that, you were positively his enemies, living in active, willful, wretched, constant hostility to God. Living in open and willful rebellion against God, defying his will, fighting against his rule, seeking to overthrow his purpose. He says, formerly, we took the field against our Creator and our benefactor. This is where we once stood. Now, this is the common state of sinners. You see, there are people, and perhaps some here this morning, and you'd have to take out the formerly here. Every Christian can say, formerly, once upon a time, but no longer. Formerly I was alienated from God. I was a stranger to God. I was an enemy of God. But what about those people? And this is still their state. Still strangers, still aliens, still enemies. It's difficult for us to see people in this light. We tend to judge after the flesh. We look at people as they appear. We are taken by their face or their physique. We are taken by how they dress, how they sound. We are impressed by their education, by their brains, by their talent. We are impressed by their skill. They may kick a ball better than somebody else or throw a ball better than somebody else. And we talk about all these wonderful things that men can do. And I'm not saying that these are not impressive things about people. But I'm saying we can be so wrapped up in looking at men from the outward aspect that we forget that that person with all the talent and that person with all those wondrous good looks and that person with that brilliant intellect are living in wicked, constant rebellion against God until they get to Christ. That they use all that God has given them, the body with all its strength, the brain with all its virility, the intelligence, the ability to write, to speak, to communicate, to influence people, the talents, the skills with which they make an impression on people, they employ them all as enemies of God in a constant warfare against Christ and his kingdom. In a perpetual attempt to establish a rule other than Christ, to draw not only their own souls, but to draw others away from God and away from his Christ. What a way to live. You're either for Christ or you're against him. You're either in Christ or you're outside of Christ. You're either his friend or his enemy. You're either laboring in and for his kingdom, or you're laboring outside and against his kingdom, an enemy of God, alienated in your mind by wicked works. Make sure today that you're not taking the very benefits and blessings with which God has crowned your being and using them as instruments of sin and weapons of rebellion against the very God who has created you and blessed you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.